My dictation for Raymond Taylor, RAYMOND, T like Tom, AYLOR. Date of birth is 12/21/63. Date of service is 5/22/2024. And date of birth, date of accident is 1/20/2024. The history is as follows. The patient was rear-ended as a restrained rear seat passenger on the and a rear passenger on the left side, leading to headaches, occasional dizziness, pain syndrome affecting the left neck, left shoulder, mid back and lower back, with difficulty in lifting the left arm and motor weakness of the left arm. However, there was no formal radiation of pain, numbness, tingling were reported. Patient reports today the pains are still continuing. However, his range of motion of the left shoulder is 160 degrees. Improved motor power and pain is only 7 at this time. And neck pain, the mid back pain, lower back pain is around 8. Lower back pain is 9. There is also pain in the right ankle, which is around 8. Left shoulder pain is 7. And headaches are 8 to 9. Occasional headaches, not too often. And there is no motor weakness of the upper or lower extremities. And he is currently doing neck traction, spine traction, physical therapy, hands too. And pain level is from 7 to 8, with ADL seeing affected RA. There is a 70% improvement in the pain level. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. And for compliance history as well as substance abuse. Physical examination, kindly mention blood pressure 112 over 65, pulse 88, pulse oxygen 100. Rest is the same from previous visit, dated 4/24/2024, dictation number 0512-008. The plan is to order an MRI for the left shoulder that has not been done. The MRI for the lumbar spine are reviewed with the patient, and he was informed that he has a herniated disc at L3-4, L5-S1, requiring 4 to 6 injections of the epidural injection. Thoracic spine is completely normal, while cervical spine has 5 discs herniated from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1, and it would be a good idea to try 2 steroid injections. We'll also discuss the need for surgical consult for the spine surgeon for a possible surgical or spinal cord stimulation device. Patient is advised to aggressively try yoga and neck traction to see if that will help him. Currently, he has no motor deficit, no radiation of pain to the arms or the legs. Hence, it is possible that the shots may bring in extraordinary relief. The patient agrees, he'll make up his mind. He is provided with the following medication, which is Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, and Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 every 12 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief. Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and relaxation. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.